Well, first of all, I'm pleased that the council did agree to that, because when we had each councillor from different areas agreeing to support that, it's indicative of the condition of the roads in the Stornoway area.
And just to give an outline of the true extent of the condition of these roads at the minute.
Well, I think that on a rough figure, that the funding should represent maintenance to 6% of our network, just to keep them in this terrible condition that they're in. And the funding that we are receiving at present would only represent about 2% of the network. So it isn't just possible for to meet the demands that's there. And people are experiencing terrible, terrible conditions near their homes, from their homes to work, from their homes to medical, seeking medical attention, to all the services. Every time they go somewhere, they have to leave the house, and they're driving, in some cases, in some instances, very, very poor conditions. Well, you have to be hopeful, but at the same time, the demand here is huge. The roads are in a terrible condition. We have raised it as far as we can raise it here within the chamber here and at our own municipal districts. There's been no neglect of local elected members raising this from all parties together as a municipal district, but it needs to go a step further. We do need money, and we do need the roads repaired to enable people to live the expectations that they would have here in this county.
Now, the council have come back and they have said that their budget has diminished since the recession. It hasn't come back up to the standard it was before that. So really, where is the money going to come from?
Well, if the money has to come in some part, in the biggest part, from central government. The council itself will have to look at its own resources to a certain extent, but that too has implications on where it receives that funding from or where it gains that funding from. But this is a big picture, and the biggest part of the picture has to be met by central government.